Now, we've been keeping you up to date on what's been happening since the shooting yesterday at the Holocaust Memorial Museum. A fund, now we find out, is being created to honor the fallen security guard, Stephen Johns. Michelle Bash is with our sister station, WTOP. She's been following that story, and she has more about that. Michelle, what have you learned?
Well, we are hearing from listeners who are responding to this story. As my colleague Mark Seagrave said just a few minutes ago, this is a very emotional story for many people. And we're hearing from our listeners eager to donate to a memorial fund for the family of this fallen Holocaust Museum special officer. He was only 39 years old, Stephen Johns of Temple Hills. So today, I placed a call to the security company that employed Mr. Johns. That's Wackenhut Services Incorporated. Mm-hmm. Talk with the spokeswoman there, Susan Pitcher. She's telling me the company is setting up a fund. There will be a memorial fund, but we still don't have the details yet because they're still working those out with the family. So that's the good news I can tell you now. We expect to learn more details this afternoon or early tomorrow morning. And of course, when we do get those details about, you know, where you can send your money, what you can do, we'll be sure and pass on that information ASAP, because as I said, people are asking for it.
And just as an aside, you know, our listeners are familiar with Wackenhut. Wackenhut also provides the security for the embassy, I believe, in Afghanistan. U.S. embassies in Afghanistan. So they have a reputation with
the
federal
large
government.
And
yeah,
just to be clear, this guy was a contractor, and there was some question yesterday whether he's a Fed or whether even employees of the museum were Feds. They are. Most of them are. There are a bunch of docents and volunteers and stuff like that.
Like 400 are.
But about 400 are federal employees. This guy was a contractor. As we all know, there are contractors throughout the federal government. And increasingly, it doesn't really make a difference. They're doing their job.
Right.
And
it was interesting. And we talked about this a bit yesterday, too, Michelle, that we were following the Twitter streams of the different feds who were impacted by this. And they didn't care if he was. It didn't matter because he's part of the family, part of the federal family. So, and you also know that the Holocaust Museum is closed today.
Yes. Well, it being closed today doesn't mean that people aren't going there. It's very interesting. People are still visiting and leaving flowers outside. Apparently, there's quite a show of support there with people leaving things and flowers. And if you can't make it to the museum, though, today or, you know, anytime soon, we're getting some tips for you as to how you can reach out and show your support, even if you're at home. We talked with the Anti-Defamation League. And David Friedman is the director of the league's Washington regional office. He's urging people to write a letter to the museum director, Sarah Bloomfield, telling her how this shooting affected you personally. Because he says there's just nothing more powerful to a victim of a hate crime than to hear words of support, encouragement, this kind of thing. Just to hear from people and know that they are thinking of you in your time of need. He's calling this attack indescribably shocking, in his words. And he just feels like if you reach out to the museum director and you share in that pain, that it improves things.
And it was interesting, as I live right down there, downtown near that on the other side of the mall, and driving there last night, the streets, of course, were closed off. But a lot of people there, and it wasn't, it didn't have the feel of looky-loo, as sometimes these events can draw the people who just want to see, oh, that's where it happened. Didn't have that feel at all. There were people very quiet, almost like a like when you
reverence.
Reverence, almost like when you visit the Vietnam Memorial. This touched people, I think, in a way, because we've all gone through those. You know, we've entered the federal buildings or whatever building, and there's guards there, and we sort of grimace and we grumble, why do we have to do this? This is why we have to do this. Unfortunately, this is why we have to do this. And this guy ended up giving his life doing his job.
And so, of course, we just don't think of museums as targets. Yeah. I mean, have you ever thought of a museum as a target?
Not a museum. No. You would think of something like a federal building,
sure,
like the White House or Treasury or Justice or something. But not. Oh boy, now I'm going to get emails. But not a museum, no, huh?
But just the shock of that being a target, you know, on the National Mall or just, you know, just off the National Mall.